Loving God, I ask thee to uphold me that I may uplift thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the joys of being a part of this parish family is to share in the commitment which has been made earlier on in the course of this liturgy by those who are going to be providing leadership during the course of a very event-filled year. It's a year in which much is anticipated. Who's a member of the search committee? Yeah. Keep these folks in your prayers. Keep these folks in your prayers because, well, just listen to the way in which St. Paul talked about the way in which a congregation is built and the way in which individuals are nurtured in the faith. Paul says, I am like a skilled master builder who by God's grace laid the foundation and someone else is putting up the building. Let each take care how they build. There can be no other foundation beyond that which is already laid. I mean, Jesus Christ himself. See, that's the foundation upon which we build not only our lives, our faith, but the community of faith of which we are a part. It's a way in which we grow and develop as those who seek to be faithful to our Lord. I know from personal experience, as a person who has had responsibility in terms of the life of a parish, that there is a great joy when I leave the parish. Let me just pause there for a second. and someone comes after me, and there's something that happens that builds upon what the parish family and I have been able to do together. There's a great joy in that. I haven't felt it too often. Because there are some times, in my experience, where those who come after me don't have that same vision and aren't able to share that same vision that I thought was a part of the life of that parish family. And things change. Things change in ways that I don't necessarily get too excited about. But things change. And by God's grace, the parish moves off in a new direction. You see, one of the things that happens is that there is a uniqueness in parish life at a particular moment and in a particular place. There is a uniqueness in terms of, well, so many factors make up the life of a parish. There's a uniqueness to the music. There's a uniqueness to the demographics of a parish family. Some of you are not the same age that you were 10 years ago. It's a miracle of timing, I know. But that also influences the way in which the life of the parish is experienced. Doesn't it? People who are prepared to commit time, effort, and energy maybe don't have that time or that effort. Or that energy. And things change. Paul is talking about the way in which it is essential for everyone to remember that at the heart of the life of any community of faith is that foundational claim that Jesus is the foundation upon which everything is built. And a strong foundation which is claimed time and time again, will enable the house upon which it is built to stand with firmness and with strength. One of the things that is important in this series of readings that we've just shared is the way in which that Leviticus gives us an opportunity to hear these words from God as spoken through Moses. You shall love your neighbor like yourself. I am the Lord. You shall keep my rules. Doesn't leave an awful lot of room for margin there. Rules. Who here is good at keeping rules? Oh, I don't see a great bunch of hands going up on that one. You see, there are rules that we like, and if we like them, we keep them, because that's a good rule. And if there are rules that we're not too fussy about, well, let's interpret them a little bit differently, shall we? Maybe they don't really mean that. Scouting. Are there rules? A few. But they are ones that are held. Wardens, you've taken on the position of leadership. Are there rules that you're expected to follow? Absolutely. Choir members, are there, well, maybe not rules, but are there notes that you're expected to sing? And if you don't sing the right ones at the right time, what happens?
We see a sad face.
By members of the congregation?
No.
Oh, okay. Rules made to be followed, a framework around which a life is to be built. Leviticus talks about the way in which people who are faithful to God's law are also those individuals that care about the rest of the community. Take a look at that passage again, and you'll see the way in which it reflects a sensitivity which is important for God's people to express. There's also the reality, as Jesus speaks to God's people, that there is a very clear understanding that there are people who have taken to heart some of the rules that we've heard in the reading from Leviticus. And Jesus says, you have heard that they were told, eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But what I tell you is this, do not set yourself against the one who wrongs you. Which is easier? To strike out, or to express and be the personification of God's love and forgiveness in a moment. Mahatma Gandhi said it very simply, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. And so we're called upon to be caring, we're called upon to be sensitive, we're called upon to be compassionate, we're called upon to be those people through whom God's love is given expression through our words and actions. And are those words and actions things that others have said are good for us? Actually, we've claimed them for ourselves. Remember those moments when you've reaffirmed your baptismal vows? You've done it here before. Just take a look at page 159 in the Green Service Book. Because the words of our worship are the foundation upon which we build our life story. And if we say that Jesus is the foundation, if we're called upon to live lives of compassion and caring, then take a look at the fourth one down, the fourth promise on that page. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Okay, let's try that one again. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will with God's help.
It's wonderful to know that, isn't it? that you can have the best possible intentions to carry out that commitment, but that all of us realize very simply that we are only able to do that when we rely on God's help, that foundation upon which we build our lives as individuals and the life of this parish family. We come to this moment and this place to be nurtured by word and sacrament, to continue to build our lives on the foundation of faith that we hold dear. May that experience of building, which continues each and every day, be that which enables you to claim to be a faithful witness to your Lord. And may that continue to be true in your life and mine. Amen.